Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 40. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Faith sees what others can't. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever tried to see stars in the daytime? You know they're still there, but the sun is too bright to notice. Faith is kind of like that. You can't always see what God promises, but you know it's real because He says so. In Hebrews 11, the Bible lists heroes of faith, people like Gideon, David, and the prophets. You might think their lives were easy because they trusted God. But no, some were laughed at, some were hurt, some even died because they held on to God's promises. They didn't see triumph right away. The Bible says they were put to death. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. Yet they clung to God's word and looked forward to His salvation. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. But here's what's amazing. They knew God had something better. Faith means being sure of what we can't see yet, based on what we can see, God's promises in His Word. Abraham couldn't see the future, but he trusted God's promises. Noah couldn't see the flood yet, but he built the ark anyway. These saints believed because God never lies. Planting a seed doesn't show a flower right away. You water it and wait, and one day green sprouts appear. Faith trusts God's promises even when it looks empty. Like getting a letter from someone you love, like a grandparent, you trust the words even before seeing them. God's word is the same. Every verse is a letter from Him to you. And you're part of that same story. You may not see how God is working when school feels hard or when someone teases you for your faith, but God's promises are certain. He is with you. He forgives you. He is preparing heaven for you. Jesus promises, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So when the world tries to make you doubt, remember, faith is like stargazing. Even if you can't see it right now, God's promises are shining, real, true, and forever. Hold on to them with joy, because the one who promised is faithful. We pray to the Lord, our promise keeper. Dear Jesus, thank you for keeping every promise. Help me trust you even when I can't see what you're doing. make my faith strong like the heroes in the Bible. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.